Fanning. Weekends on 2FM.
Zoom and FaceTime calls have become a staple in the everyday lives of a lot of workers at this stage. While some of us are still getting used to how we remove cat filters, others have put so much effort into their conference calls that they're buying up hundreds of books to decorate the wall behind them. Now, we touched on this a little bit with Anton last week. Well, Nick Bates is CEO of Bookbarn, who have a whole arm of the business dedicated to selling books in bulk, which is called Books by the Yard. Now, usually they deal with clients in the hospitality and film industries, but Nick is on the line now to chat about the surge in demand from customers who want to increase their perceived intellect or simply make their room pretty for work meetings or something along those lines anyway. So, Nick, how are you? Are you all right?
I'm good, thanks, Dave. How are you?
I'm very good indeed. Where did the idea, first of all, for Books by the Yard actually come from? And how long have you been operating?
So the business has been going actually for a long time, about 20 years. The Book Barn business, and the biggest part of what we do is selling books through Amazon and eBay and other marketplaces. But then about 3 years ago, we were feeling this demand. People were getting in touch, a lot of interior designers, people in the hospitality and the TV industry asking for bulk orders of books. And then off the back of that, we built a website, booksbytheyard.co.uk, and then other things have come along, like Etsy, that have made it very easy to sell, you know, collections of books and a yard of books at a time. So there's been growing demand over the last 3-4 years, I would say.
Okay, but getting away from individuals and their Zoom calls and FaceTimes and all the rest of it, where do Marvel films and Netflix and all that sort of stuff come into it in terms of what you do?
So pre-coronavirus,
yeah,
our main customers would be hospitality, people buying for like hotel lobbies, for rooms of hotels, for restaurants, to kind of purely from a decor point of view. But we also have a lot of props people and set designers who get in touch with us when they've got new programming on the horizon. So we've worked with Marvel, we've worked with the makers of His Dark Materials, quite a few Netflix series like Outlander, and they will come along with a very specific brief, and they want usually a huge amount of books, yards and yards.
So when you say a very specific brief, and when they want loads of books, did they tell you the books they want?
Not the specific books. They'll usually, I mean, that's where our service takes over. They'll kind of tell us about what period they're looking for, you know, a bit about the program. So say they were doing something like Downton Abbey or The Queen, for example, you know, if they're looking for a specific period, they want to make sure that there's no books that were published after that period. So they get some eagle-eyed viewer who kind of dials in and says, you had the wrong thing on the shelf there.
Yeah, or that volume wasn't printed till 10 years later. You've got the wrong one. So like, I presume I could say that the kind of customers you've been dealing with in the last few years, the whole base has shifted, has it?
It has. In the last 12 months, it shifted massively. So a lot of those customers that we had just came to a stop overnight.
Yeah.
And then about 12 months ago, we had a couple of queries. People who were really, who were obviously, it was very specifically for Zoom background, people who were thrown into the world of video conferencing, obviously very quickly. And they were conscious of what their background looked like when they were on the phone or on a video conference. And then as time's gone on, the number of orders has grown and grown. But there's been actually most people they're less specifically worried about their Zoom background, and they're more thinking about the fact that they're looking ahead and they're going to be working at home more, and they want to make sure they've got a nice office environment or a nice workspace in their house.
So a nice office environment can sometimes mean some nice books behind your head. So do you get unusual requests? I mean, for something like a Marvel film, what kind of aspects of the books are important?
For TV and media, it's all about the look. It's about the age and whatever kind of scene, fulfilling the spec of the scene that they're trying to create. But from a personal point of view, a lot of people come to us and they don't realize that we can work with them to kind of fulfill quite closely books that they're actually interested in. So sometimes they'll get in touch and they'll say, I want some bright orange penguins in the background. And we'll say, well, actually, what are you into? Like, what are you, you know, what sports are you into? What do you do for a living? And then we can kind of offer a bespoke service in a sense and give them books, a mini library of books that they wouldn't have come across had they not been in touch with us. and that they are actually genuinely going to read in the months and years ahead.
I presume you can't give us any names, but have you had any well-known celebrities who are trying to make their background look a bit better?
I'm not sure. Well, we're not celebs. I can't give you any names. We haven't had celebs, but we have had. We do get kind of senior. You know, we get a lot of senior people in business. Mm. It's often people's kind of executive assistants who get in touch with us, who are like trying to find the background for a new office environment or something like that. And we have had people from the world of politics get in touch with us.
So would you think that people would think that subject matter would be the most important thing? But you found out that sometimes, no, just the colour of the side of a book is important.
Yeah, exactly. I think people are realising more and more, you know, they've got a selection of books, but they've not actually looked hard at it for a long time. And now they're seeing it behind them on their video conferencing, and they're spotting the holes on their shelves and the gaps in their libraries. So often it's people getting in touch. Sometimes that people just say, you know what, I'm really, you know, people who are really design conscious and thinking about the decor of their home, they'll have a brief that's more about colour and style. And then other people say, you know what, I'm an engineer, I enjoy running, and I live in Ireland. I want books on those three subjects, and we'll give them to them.
Because I know that there was one film set in particular that they asked, have you got any dark, evil books? And was it easy to track down early 20th century dark, evil books?
Our cost structure tends to work on the basis that the harder it is to find, the more expensive it is. So, I mean, generally speaking, we're charging between like £50 and £200 for a yard of books. But some people do have briefs like that, the one you've described, where the books that people are trying to get hold of are they might be really old. They might be like they want 20, 30 yards of leather bound books, and they're hard to come by. So that'll take a bit of time, and it sometimes takes a bit of cost.
And also, I presume, a bit of dialogue. I mean, like, they might say, this is what I'm looking for, but you have to kind of steer them in a particular direction, do you?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, I mean, in many ways, that's the most enjoyable part of the job on both sides. And it's the bit that takes people a bit by surprise. So even though we've got the website and there's, excuse the pun, there's some off-the-shelf things that you can buy there, we actually really enjoy, we encourage people to drop us an email and tell us what they're looking for with a bit more detail. And a bit more of a background about why they're looking for, a small collection of books or a mini library, so that we can help them out and give them something that they're going to really enjoy and love.
And I presume there must have been some times you've been talking to people and you realise, well, you can't say it straight out. Look, I know what you're looking for, sir. You're basically looking to make it look as though you're really intelligent when actually you're a bit thick.
if somebody's put War and Peace or something, you know, Tolstoy and the poetry, if the spec's got some of those things towards the top of it, then you know the angle. I keep saying to people as well, when you see people on the TV, you know, obviously we're seeing a lot of politicians, a lot of famous people on TV at the moment when they're being interviewed, and we all usually put our books on the shelf with the spines facing out. And if you ever see someone with the cover of their books facing out, then you know they're really trying to tell you something. If you see a cover face out, then that person is trying to get a message across.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of American politicians, I think, do a lot of that. I mean, like, I have all my Solzhenitsyn books on my left-hand side, and stuck in the middle is the best of Noddy. I kind of just to throw them. In non-COVID times, do you usually get a lot of requests from normal individuals, not movies or whatever, looking to fill out shelves in their living room or their home library?
No. It's a pretty new part of the business. I mean, and it's where other, you know, where that some of that TV media hospitality work has dropped off. This has come in and filled some of the gaps. So it's been really welcome. But it wasn't something really that we saw it. We might do on a much bigger scale, you know, individual customers who were, you know, trying to build a library. But those kind of things were few and far between. Whereas now a lot more people are coming to us with smaller orders, and it's all about their own bookshelves at home.
Yeah, I presume you saw the woman the other day on TV with the toy behind her on the shelf, did you?
Yes, that was the BBC Wales lady. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's when I say like people are trying to tell you something, then sometimes they are, sometimes they're not, I guess.
Right. You didn't supply that, obviously. No, it's only books.
No, that doesn't come from.
Okay. Do a lot of these customers really care what books are behind them? I mean, do you try and send them books that they actually might read?
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, that's. That isn't the expectation necessarily when people come to us, but once they realise that that's what we can do, then they get a lot more out of it, and we do as well, because you know, books are there to be read. We want people to, you know, regardless of it's been a good byproduct in many ways of the coronavirus that people have had time and the inclination to do more reading and look at and to, whether that be buying brand new books from their local bookshop. Or buying us a mini collection from us, you know, if people are reading, then that's a good thing. So we definitely try and give people stuff that they're actually going to spend time with, and also we don't have the expectation. You know, people sometimes say, "Oh, but you know, how can you have books on your shelf you haven't read?" I would say most people have books on their shelf they haven't read. But they plan, they're there because they enjoy them and they plan to get to them at some point.
Right, indeed. By the way, we're talking about books by the yard to the CEO of Book Barn, and that's Nick Bates. And Nick, just one or two more bits and pieces here. The prices again, how much are people willing to spend on these collections? I mean, how much for a yard of books?
A yard will vary between about £50 and about £250. So if it's kind of contemporary mass market fiction, books that we have lots and lots of, and we can get our hands on pretty easy, that will cost about £50. And if someone was looking for some leather-bound, 100-year-old collection, we have those as well. But then you're talking towards the upper end of that price range.
And then something like a Downton Abbey, for instance, if somebody was looking to fill a library scene and something like that, I presume you'd be talking about a lot of books that aren't necessarily that easy to come by.
Yeah. And we've fulfilled... customers orders like that, and then you can, I mean, we in the past, they don't come around that often and they're very welcome when they do, but we've had orders for £10,000, £15,000, £20,000.
I presume the demand for personal collections filled the gap which was left by the hospitality and film industries when they were shut down during the pandemic.
Yes, it's got a long way to fill that gap. Yeah. I mean, like they're quite, as you described, they're quite different orders, you know, a lot of those orders can be very big, and there are fewer and further between. But when they come in, they're quite chunky, which is great. Whereas the orders we're seeing now, we've got more of them, and the recent attention, you know, the press that we've been doing has been absolutely fantastic and a real surprise to us. But they're smaller orders, but they're all very welcome. And it's great because it just lets people know about our business more
generally. Of course. Well, then, like getting away from books by the yard, but staying or going straight to the middle, which is Book Barn itself. In general, have book sales increased since the pandemic hit? I mean, how's the company doing overall?
Yeah, the company's doing very well. Back in April, May, we saw a real bounce, which most of the publishing and bookselling world did. We saw a huge uplift in that first lockdown when it first came around, as people kind of got ready for that time that they knew they weren't going to be able to interact with other people. And then that settled down in May time. But from what I've read, and certainly our own experience, is that the market settled at a higher level to before the original lockdown. So it's, from a book sales point of view, it's been very positive.
All right. Well, Nick, thank you very much indeed. And congratulations. CEO of Book Barn, that is Nick Bates. And if you'd like to fill out the shelves in your own personal library collection, you can head to booksbytheyard.co.uk. Thanks very much, Nick. Good luck.
Thanks. Take care. Bye now.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.